Merci, John.
De nada, Aurora. But what are you thanking me for?
Stay tuned to find out.
Okay, so what exactly were you thanking me for?
Pour ton aide, for your help. Without you, I couldn't make this podcast.
Well, gracias for saying that, Aurora. You know, it's been a wonderful experience having this podcast, and you bring a lot of the creative talent. I contribute with most of the technical aspect, but I think this is a great team.
Yeah, I love it too. Merci pour dire ça. Thank you so much.
Gracias.
And since Thanksgiving is here, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to say thank you to each other and thank you to our audience for listening to us.
Absolutely. You know, even though we don't really celebrate the holiday of Thanksgiving in Colombia, and you don't celebrate it in France, right?
No, we don't.
We still celebrate it. We both live here in the U.S., and we are celebrating it here, and we are thankful for having this opportunity to share what we know about the French and the Spanish languages and cultures with our audience. So that's a wonderful thing.
Very grateful. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I read that actually they celebrate this holiday here in the States, but also in Canada and in the Caribbean. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. You know, in Colombia, we don't really have this holiday because we're thankful all year.
Oh, yeah, I know. We are too, you know.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit for our listeners who are not from the U.S. a little bit about Thanksgiving?
Well, originally, I think this holiday was really set up because back then, you know, people didn't have always a lot of food. And so it was a rarity. And so it was mostly to say thank you for the harvest and thank you for the past season that had given a lot of food for the families to survive.
That's right. When the pilgrims came here, that is exactly the way they express their thankfulness, with a feast after a bountiful harvest. Well, even though we don't have a holiday, we still say gracias and
merci. Yeah, merci has nothing to do with the mercy in English, which is more like a pity word.
That's
merci,
right.
Is thank you.
Yes, and if you wanted to find out more about that word, you should listen to our previous episode on false cognates, on false friends.
Do you say please in Spanish?
Of course, we have good manners too.
You know, in French, to say please, we have two different ways because we pay attention to who we are speaking to. If we're speaking to somebody we don't know, we have to use a formal form of... and so we say, s'il vous plaît, to say please. But if you speak to your family or your friends, anybody you know, you don't need to say vous to them. You're going to say tu when you speak to them. So you're going to say, s'il te plaît, to say please.
Now, that's only for one person. What if you're talking to a group of people?
Then you use a formal form, vous, the same form that you will use when you speak to several people.
Oh,
s'il
I see.
Vous plaît.
I see. Well, in Spanish, we just have a standard way, whether it is an informal occasion or a formal occasion, we just say, por favor.
Por favor. All right.
Correcto.
And you know, the same thing applies in French when we want to say, you are welcome. Because the most common way to say it, and we don't need to know, you know, if the person that we know or not, we say de rien, which kind of translates to it's nothing. Do you have something similar in Spanish?
We actually say de nada, which means of nothing.
Oh, you see, that's what we say. Excelente. But we have other ways to say you're welcome. We can say, je vous en prie, and that is the formal form. It's almost like saying, I'm begging of you. Because prie comes from the verb prier, to pray, to beg. So if you don't know the person, you will say, je vous en prie. But if you know the person, you will say, je t'en prie.
Oh, good. Well, in Spanish, we say, I like to say con gusto, which means with pleasure, or con todo gusto, with all the pleasure. Or we just say un placer. Un placer literally means a pleasure. Do you have something like that in French?
We do. And, you know, we can say it in a very nice way, too. I would say, c'est mon plaisir. It's my pleasure. Or c'est tout mon plaisir. It's all my pleasure.
And that's all we have for today. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving to our listeners here in the U.S. And if you're abroad, we hope that you find a great way to be thankful with your loved ones.
Merci beaucoup.
Muchas gracias from us. And please follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter under the handle at Speak French for Spanish. And if you have any questions or if you'd like to suggest a topic for a future episode, please write to us at speakfrenchinspanish@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
A la prochaine.
Hasta la próxima.